This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vela. Turns out it was anxiety that caused short-term reactions at vaccine clinics in five states, including Colorado. That's according to a study from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and CPR's John Daly has more.
In early April, 11 people out of 1,700 who got Johnson & Johnson vaccine shots complained of dizziness or nausea at a Dick's Sporting Goods Park vaccination site. Two people were taken to nearby hospitals and released the same day. Similar reports were seen in four other states the same week. CDC researchers investigated and interviewed clinical staff. Experts say the clusters are an example of something that's been recorded for decades from a variety of different vaccines. Basically, some people feel such intense anxiety due to the injections that it spurs a physical reaction. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
$3.7 million is going to affordable housing projects across the state. The Colorado Department of Local Affairs Division of Housing awarded the funds. The money will go to several projects in Fraser, Pueblo, Denver, Aurora, and Mesa County. The money will provide more than 200 units of affordable housing for people making 30 to 80% below the area's median income. And a standout running back from the University of North Carolina is heading to Denver. Javonte Williams was selected by the Broncos in last night's draft. Williams was one of the country's top collegiate running backs last year. Very warm temperatures for Denver today, highs in the mid-80s. This is CPR.